Bukaro Community Green, an open space for thought leaders to discuss the ongoing challenges in gas, energy, and beyond. I'm Tracy Boyd, Marketing Director for Bukaro, and the episode you're about to hear is part of our ongoing series covering methane data collection, leak detection, and emissions measurement. Our guests will share their perspectives on where the industry is and what is next, providing important insights into what is fast becoming a new language, the language of methane emissions measurement, quantification, and abatement. Joining me today are Jacob Kanzler and Andrew Kidd, product managers for Bukaro.
So let's just jump right in. How does Bukaro's new LISA priority score system, along with the E360 solution, contribute to prioritizing leak indications and improving overall network safety?
Yeah, I think what you, the theme it kind of builds on is the ability to cover the entirety of the distribution system at scale with the Bukaro vehicle. And then in turn, you're able to generate the leak indications and prioritize the repair of those leak indications. And then in hand, as you repair the larger leaks on the system or the riskiest leaks on the system, typically we think about accelerated detection and repair for a supermeter program, but you also apply the same to the LISA priority score and the individual indications. What you see is a decrease in emissions as well as an increase in safety as a byproduct, which is critical for the safety of the infrastructure.
So LISA priority score system, LISA is?
Leak indication search area. It's the leak indication generated by the vehicle.
Anything to add to that? Is that Andrew?
Yeah, I think it's sort of a paradigm shift for the industry. The most robust risk data sets that utilities in the United States at least have are their DIMP models. And so pulling that data, that risk of failure and that consequence of failure models into our priority score is a really, really unique and impactful way to start to prioritize some of these indications and focus on the critically important ones.
I think there's a lot of excitement around it. Emissions is obviously at the forefront of everybody's mind right now, with different voluntary frameworks, Veritas, even OGMP in the EU, internal ESG reporting. So the ability to have a tool that can basically, with Emissions 360, to be able to manage the data that you're generating and have a tool that can build an emissions inventory for your network is very powerful. And it's even more powerful in the fact that we've leveraged the Veritas protocols and have a standard practice that we use that's accepted. Mm-hmm. Operators don't have to worry about explaining what they're doing. They can rest assured that we have followed the correct protocols and we're teaching them the right things and educating the industry in the proper way. And then they can, in turn, they don't have to reinvent the wheel. They can just use our software solution, go out and drive and find the indications and turn that into an emissions inventory.
That's something we actually heard a lot today, and even just this week, is putting the data at the center of the system. And Andrew?
I agree with Jacob. I think that we're sort of transforming, especially as we get more and more into the emissions world, we're transforming how our customers are thinking about prioritization and risk, and bringing this new risk model and prioritization into our product is a critical part of that.
So, Jacob, could you walk us through some of the key features of the LISA priority score system and how it aids natural gas operators in quantifying risk and prioritizing leak detection efforts?
Yes, what we're able to do, and it's something that nobody's really done in the past, is actually pair emissions or indication data, the LISA data, with an actual risk of failure model or the exterior data sets that you would usually factor into those risk of failure models. So some of the features that you'll see is Andrew alluded to it already, we have the ability to pull in virtually anything that can be grabbed out of the GIS data set. So we have the risk of failure coefficients are available. We can apply those. If building data set is available, we can use that. But then the typical traditional things that you look at are pipe attributes, material pressure, age, install dates, corrosion, material, and then the pipe pressure. And then pairing that back with emissions, which is important, is actually being able to use an accurate flow rate in order to understand the risk and the emissions at the same time. So the software release 6.8 will be able to empower the operators to pair that indication data with their GIS data set in order to output a tangible priority score. That's a quantified score, which will give, in turn, down the roadmap will allow you to quantify the risk on your network.
Yeah, it's a big change, like I said, from what we've done in the past. In the past, we've only been using what the CAR can provide, and bringing in these external data sets is going to really change the way that this tool works. Yes.
So, Andrew, shifting our focus to, I don't want to say the practical side, but the more hardware side of it, could you share some real-world examples of how the E360 solutions impact safety surveys and reporting standards for natural gas operators? And really, how have those results improved in network safety and efficiency?
I think emissions programs in general are making a bigger impact than people realize on network safety. Larger leaks, PG&E has borne this out in their super emitter program year after year after year. The majority of super emitters for PG&E are grade one leaks in their system. And so when you start to think less about compliance leak survey and tackling every single leak, you start to drive faster and drive more of your network and focus more on the large emitting leaks, you do naturally pull out more risk as well, which is the name of the game.
Could you shed some light, just keeping with you, Andrew, could you shed some light on the capabilities of Picaro's new handheld device?
Yes, absolutely. Our new handheld device is a part per billion handheld sensor. It changes some fundamentals about how people are thinking about handhelds. We're no longer using a pump to bring a sample up to a remote sensor. We're moving the sensor down to the ground where the methane plumes are. That means we can remove the pump entirely from the product, make the product a lot lighter, a lot more sensitive. The expectation is that this product is going to increase efficiency. It's going to decrease duration to find leaks within indications. So it's going to make good investigators better, and it's going to bring the overall find rate for an entire program up just naturally using these tools. And that's going to be a big impact for operators who are able to adopt it.
And what about the data you're collecting? Is there any sort of integration? Is it going to live separately from the data that we're talking about that Jacob's collecting?
Everything we do integrates fully into P-Cube. So the goal with the handheld is to integrate the data, the GPS data and the concentration data that's coming from the handheld, bring it into the P-Cube and to use that for auditability in quality control and gap closure and things like that.
The detection limit is the key. As gas disperses out of the ground, it loses orders of magnitude of concentration. The lower detection limit will really help you find and detect the leaks that traditionally would have been very hard to find just by using a traditional leak survey device. In terms of the ergonomics, the team's done a fantastic job designing it for prolonged use. 8-hour battery life. I don't know how many people have actually tried to carry around some of the instrumentation that's available for 8 hours, but I would tell you that I would want to carry around the Picaro handheld if I had to choose. It weighs about 3 pounds, and it's fairly, has a very ergonomical design that's designed to keep your arm from getting tired, and it has some straps associated with it too, where traditional leak survey equipment is kind of heavy and bulky, and it's very difficult to ask somebody to carry it for a prolonged time.
We've heard from other operators, even tools that are 5 or 6 pounds, the ergonomical design goes beyond the weight of those tools. We've heard from union operators where the unions have come in and asked for specific protocols for swapping the unit from side to side or for taking more breaks than might otherwise be required during the day to prevent repetitive stress injuries. And we don't think that will be an issue at all with the handheld.
How do the new dashboards and some of the app enhancements that you showed over the course of this week, how does that play into enhancing our data capture, visualization, and really just connectivity into existing systems for reporting and such?
Yeah, I think it's a big change from how we've typically interacted or how our customers have typically interacted with P-Cubed internally as well. We've been interacting with P-Cubed in the form of PDFs and CSV outputs and shapefile outputs for a very long time. 10 years ago, that was cutting edge, and it's not cutting it anymore today. So the ability to visualize those data sets, even in small scale, it just makes the data more accessible. And then where we're really focusing on going this year with dashboards is larger data sets and more insightful trends over time. The ability to bring in 100 or 1,000 reports at a time, look at a 3-month trend of investigation durations or find rates or leases per pipeline mile, and then start to see what, you know, what comes out of those trends, and then start to take some action items from those charts and from that data to really make an impact on emissions and SAB.
Andrew's team's done a great job on some of the operational and survey metric dashboards where no matter what stage of the game that you're in using Picaro, that we're able to make it simple, to pull out those strategic KPIs that customers want to see, to not have to force them to dig into the data themselves and actually try to figure out, is this working, is it not working? We're able to offer a turnkey solution that no matter what stage of the game you're in, if you're just starting out and you want to see your driving efficiency or your operational efficiency, your leak investigation efficiency and how much time it's taking you, those are metrics we can all provide. And then for more mature customers that understand, have a good handle on those things, those weekly checkpoints or monthly checkpoints are still important. But then to spin that off a platform like Emissions 360 for a company that's fully scaled and covering 100% of their network, then in turn that same data stream can be used to build that full emissions inventory on top of those powerful KPIs and visualizations.
Yeah, I think the goal is to, like you said, provide a unifying framework where you're not having to go to multiple tools or multiple places in order to accomplish some of this. You know, the fundamental goals of every utility is to reduce risk and reduce emissions. And the goal of Picaro and our software is to provide a single piece of software, a single solution that where you can use the data set that you're gathering from the vehicles in a number of different ways, whether it's pipeline risk reduction or emissions reduction or odor calls or things like that.
I think safety is the key. If there was no gas in the pipes, then risk wouldn't be an issue. So emissions definitely plays a critical role. So the ability to provide from the investigations to go out and search areas to being able to build on that and do an emissions program while also being able to quantify the risk in your system, being able to measure and quantify your risk and emissions and also do a reduction program on both of those, and to be able to tell the story of increasing the safety on your system and decreasing the emissions that you're emitting is a powerful solution.